Sandbox Radio.
I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel. Markheims are the black ops. We do with things other angels can't or won't. The fix upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions. Now I'm walking neutral in Seattle, half fallen, looking for the answers in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
A huge, sopping, long-necked creature lurches toward me out of the lake. Its head bobs bizarrely at the end of its extended neck. Its puffy, pale hand holds up a dripping scrap of parchment to my face.
This.
That's my ticket back upstairs. I wrestle myself over the barbed wire and land at the edge of the reservoir. I jump in. I'm flailing in utter fathomless darkness. No, stop. Don't panic. Stay in control. The water's fine. There's nothing beneath me. Just blackness. Blankness. And then something happens. Something grabs my leg.
And now, episode 12 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
Dom, what's happening?
The Markheim's gone under, Sarago.
Something's pulling him down.
God help us.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Who are you?
Ask your boss.
Oh, God. Samael Hasatan, you have no business here.
It's the show, Rags. My business takes me everywhere.
Oh, God. Sam, help me.
Which is it, Markheim? You want capital H him or me?
You, please, help me, Sam. It's climbing me.
Shit. Okay, it's okay. It probably hasn't fully formed yet.
What?
Do you trust me?
Trust you.
Step aside, demon.
You, and you. Go to hell, quick.
You will pay for them, anathema.
Markheim, look in my eyes.
Okay.
Do you trust me?
Do I have a choice?
I told you before, Markheim, you always have a choice.
Fine, I trust you.
Good, now close your eyes.
Oh, God.
And leave him out of it.
Fine, they're closed.
Now, you might feel a slight burning sensation.
Okay.
And when I say slight, I mean worse than anything you've ever imagined.
Please, it's wrapping around my neck.
Okay, here we go. You still with me, Markheim?
Yes. There's a difference between fire and light, but to most people it doesn't mean much. Angel, devil, who cares which of the cartoons hovering above your head you go with? But let me tell you, if you're getting dragged under dark waters by a not yet fully formed mystery monster, a bit of light is not enough. You're gonna want some fire on your side.
Okay, you can open your eyes.
I find myself at the bottom of the bone-dry reservoir basin, Sam looking down at me from the edge.
Haven't done anything like that in a while.
Then I see the Archangel Ragel's smirking face pop over the edge of the other side.
Time to come home, Markheim! Your presence is required in the City of God!
Never going back up to the fix. Walking neutral.
Your neutrality is not recognized by the seven archangels.
He ain't neutral anymore. He's walking with me.
I'm walking with Sam.
You will both be called to account for this! Sir Michael has been roused! He's coming to this world!
Well, great. Let me know when he sobers up. And until then, give him my regards. You know where to find me.
I will oblige you, sir.
Times have changed, Raggy. Take my advice. Drop the chivalry and pick up a shiv.
I will oblige you.
What was it, Sam? That thing in the water crawling up me?
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that. The question of the moment is, what are we gonna do with you?
That's up to you now.
Ah, don't worry. You're no good to me, smoke to hell. And you ain't exactly a soldier. As far as I'm concerned, you can go back to your perch on the harbor steps and just keep your eyes open.
I left there because my cover was blown and I was a sitting duck.
That's your post. Get on it. I'll be in touch.
So that's that. I'm working for Sam now. Everything's got a price. I look around. Whatever it was in the reservoir with me, there's nothing left of it now. Sam burned everything away but me. I climb out of the basin and walk naked through Capitol Hill. For the most part, invisible, but it doesn't work on everyone.
Hey, Markheim.
Oh, hey, Smiley.
You're Jaybird naked, you know that?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep invisible.
Christ, I wish it worked on me.
I lost the clothes they sent me down with.
Get some more.
I don't exactly have a debit card.
Wait under this tree. Value Village opens at 9. I'll get you some threads.
Once again, I owe you, Smiley.
Not this time. You put some clothes on, I owe you.
After getting into the used clothes Smiley buys for me, I make my way to my old post on the harbor steps and sit, sore thumb for all to see. I got no illusions, I'm alone. I can feel the eyes of the fallen burning into me, down from windows and balconies, up from the drains and sewers, snipers of hate. After a few days, Sam sends a messenger.
Hello, Markheim. Remember me?
Fallen Angel? Should I?
Yeah, you should. It's on account of you. I was smoked to the crisp.
You're the chub from up in the fix who gave me my original mission.
I'm a crisp runner now. Signals and communications. I'm to keep you briefed.
Briefed on what?
The war! City of God is pouring forces down into Seattle. It's understood on both sides, fix and crisp, that this is where Sam is gonna make his stand. The fixed forces are setting up a huge base camp at the I-5 colonnade. The colonnade's got plenty of good cover, easily defended. Still, Sam's raining hellfire on him pretty regularly from the stair complexes across Lake Union. Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah?
Sam sent a suicide scouting party rappelling into the COG base camp.
Mongiriando merdo kai morti fisky mamparando!
My demonic's rusty. What's it mean?
Eat meat shit and die, fix filth.
Ah.
But here's the nub. One of the demons reported back before getting blissed.
What did the demon say?
Jeffangelo Michele estam lo spettacolo.
Archangel Michael's back in the show.
Oh. Well, shit. Did he seem sober?
No details like that. It all went down too quick. But best guess puts the City of God's full force now at 400,000 and growing. Sam's got maybe a quarter of that.
And yet they're not moving?
No, not yet. Most of them aren't used to working wet. And Sam's guerrilla tactics seem to be keeping them confused. Only Archangel Iaphael showing any initiative or effectiveness beyond the perimeter. Any demon she finds, she's smoking all the way out.
Harsh.
It's worse for fallen angels like us.
What can they do to us? We can't be smoked to nothing.
No, but they can bliss box us permanent and dump us in the sea.
Shit.
I don't know about you, but the idea of being buried in the deep inky with what's crawling in it these days.
Hey, sorry I got you into all this.
Yeah, well, forget about it. Work is work. You're to keep watch. I'll be back at you soon.
So I keep my eyes peeled, except when I fall asleep, which is a problem, because, as I may have mentioned before, on several occasions, angels don't sleep, and they sure as fuck don't dream. Liv, why are you crying?
I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm happy. I want you to meet Jonah, my stepfather.
How's it hanging?
Liv, what's going on?
He's not really my stepfather. He's my actual father. Isn't that the greatest news?
Swell.
And we're getting married.
Congratulations.
You're not supposed to congratulate the bride, stupid. You're supposed to say best wishes.
I don't make wishes. I lack the knack.
That's dumb. You can make any wish you want.
Yeah? I wish I was meat, so I could put my meat fist through your stepfather, real father, fiancé's stupid meat face.
That's rude.
Don't come back here.
You talking to me, Clarence?
I'm talking to Liv. Don't come back, sweet girl. There's a war on. You can't see it, but it's tearing everything apart, and my days are numbered.
Oh, look. It's our table.
Just sit down and act discreet, Sam.
Always, Iofiel.
This is our last meeting, so let's get to the point. These things crawling out of the water, we've had three come out of Lake Union in the last week.
Any luck stopping them?
None. We throw everything at them. Utterly blast them with celestial light. They barely shrug, just keep marching inland.
Well, they're Nephilim, of course.
They were supposed to be gone forever.
And who promised you that?
You know who.
And where is he?
I am not getting into that again. Just tell me how we stop them.
We join forces, of course. They're neither demon nor angel now. Only makes sense it'll take both fire and light to drop them.
You want to join forces with the Fix?
Nope. I want to join forces with you. Wake up, Markheim. No more dreaming!
Didge?
That's better.
What happened to your hands?
They got cut off, remember?
Both of them?
Sure. Had to even things out now that I'm dead, didn't I? Hey, but don't worry, I'm so much happier this way.
Doesn't seem right.
Right as rain. You're just like me, you know, we're two pennies in a pocket. We both do a lot of sitting around and waiting. Neither of us is alive, and we're both in love with Liv.
That's crap. I'm not in love with Liv. She's little more than a girl, and I'm an angel, sort of.
Come on. Come clean. You're no angel. Not really.
You saying I'm fallen? Because I already know that.
No, no. To be fallen, you have to fall. To rise, you have to fly. To be true, you have to move. And to love, you have to die.
You know I can't die.
Yeah. Time was you couldn't dream either. But look at you.
My eyes flick wide open. I'm awake. This is real. The show. As real as it gets, for whatever that's worth, but at least I'm not dreaming, I'm sure of it. And here's the bitch about that. It means I know it's real somehow when another lanky giant, as tall as Hammering Man, crawls out of Elliott Bay, dripping sound, water, and seaweed. He ducks his bobbling head under the viaduct and stalks on toward harbor steps. From above me, demons shriek, unleashing unholy hellfire at him, but it barely slows him down. He's coming right for me, and as he stalks up the steps over me, he looks down into me with fish-blind eyes.
Cousin.
5 burning demons stick to him like glowing ticks as he walks up into the city. Christ. I wish I was dreaming.
This segment of Sandbox Radio appeared in the episode Swing Time, recorded on June 16, 2014 at ACT Theater in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and Max Langley, with post-production by Dave Pascal. Sandbox Radio is produced by Leslie Law and Richard Zyman, with generous support from our audience and listeners like you.